And again.
Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Marlo Munden, I'm 20, and I'm from the Big Island of Hawaii in the town of Waimea.
Would you like to tell me something about Waimea and perhaps some superstition or folklore from the area?
So, like in the first story, the Mo'owahine has a, another, like, relevant, culturally relevant, thing in town. There's this big rock that, is kind of, that's connected to her, and it's kind of like an altar to give offerings for her. And, since Waimea is a really rainy town, we usually don't have, like, drought problems or anything like that. But sometimes we do. And when there's not enough rain, we go and give offerings to the Mo'owahine at this rock called Manaua. And then she will, like, recognize this offering and bring rain because she's, like, a water spirit, kind of. She lives in the pond, like, that's her domain, water is her thing, and we ask her for rain when there's a drought or if there's, like, troubles with crops and stuff like that. So it's kind of, it's important to, like, show respect to her because she has, like, such a strong role in the town, and, yeah.
Okay. So, what would you say about the cultural context of the legend and the practice?
The deities and gods and goddesses of Hawaiian culture are very very, like, currently relevant. A lot of people still practice, it's not necessarily a religion, I'm not really sure what to call it, but people believe in the gods and the deities and stuff, and will regularly continue the practices of, like, ancient traditions of having ceremonies, festivals, and leaving offerings in honor of the gods and stuff. And Yeah, it's an old practice, but it's still been going and is still really relevant, and people will go and, like, leave offerings to the Mo'owahine.
Okay. And similarly, the social context of the legend and how it sort of works in society and what it means for people.
Well, today it's pretty it's pretty normalized, like, since Waimea is pretty, pretty rainy, we don't really go and ask for rain all the time, but it's definitely not, like, out of, it's not, not ordinary, and, if there are, like, dry spells or anything like that, then people are like, oh, yeah, let's go leave an offering or something. It's, like, a normal thing to go and, like, think to do.
Sounds quite reasonable to me.
Cool.